诗篇73篇25到26节。
Psalm 73 verses 25 to 26.
除你以外在天上我有谁呢？除你以外在地上我也没有所爱慕的。我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
Whom have I in heaven but you? And besides you, I desire nothing on earth. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
让我们一起来到神的面前向他祷告。
Let us come before the Lord and pray.
天父上帝，今天早上我们来到你面前敬拜你。
Heavenly Father God, as we come before you to worship you this morning,
我们要承认你的伟大。
We want to admit of your greatness.
因为你是那位掌管一切万物的主。
Because you are the Lord who is sovereign.
求你的话语光照我们。
May your words enlighten us.
让我们能够认识你。
So we can come to know you.
知道你是那位创造天地万物的主。
And to know that you are the Creator God.
今天早上我们求你的灵与我们同在。
This morning we ask that your Holy Spirit be with us.
保守我们的心怀意念。
And to protect our heart and our minds.
洁净我们的心思。
Cleanse our thoughts.
打开我们的属灵眼睛。
Open our spiritual eyes.
让我们看到你的伟大，还有你的荣美。
So we can see your greatness and your glory.
主啊，我们把每一位弟兄姐妹恭敬交在你的手中，求你带领我们。
We lift up every brothers and sisters in your hands. Please guide us.
保守我们以下的时间。
And be with us for the following time.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 今天我们来看耶伯记这段经文，它的题目是神掌管宇宙万物。
Today we're going to look at Job, and it is, we're going to talk about God in charge of everything in the universe.
我先请周伟弟兄来读这段经文用中文读，然后你看英文的跟着一起看。
So we're going to ask Joe to read it in Chinese. Please follow in your English Bible.
约伯记第四十章第六节。于是耶和华从旋风中回答约伯说：你要如勇士束腰，我问你，你可以指示我。你岂可废弃我所拟定的？岂可定我有罪，好显自己为义吗？你有神那样的膀臂吗？你能向他发雷声吗？你要与庄严、荣耀、庄严为装饰，以尊荣、威严为衣服，要发出你满意的怒气，见一切骄傲的人使他降卑，见一切骄傲的人将他制服，把恶人践踏在本处，将他们一同隐藏在尘土中，把他们的脸蒙蔽在隐秘处。我就认你右手能以救自己，你且观看河马，我造你也造他，他吃草如牛，与牛一样，他的气力在腰间，能力在肚腹的筋上，他摇动尾巴如香柏树，他大腿的筋互相联络，他的骨头好像铜管，他的肢体仿佛铁棍，他在神所造的物中为首，创造他的给他刀剑，诸山给他出食物，也是百兽游玩之处。他伏在莲叶之下，卧在芦苇隐秘处和水洼子里。莲叶的阴凉遮蔽他，溪旁的柳树环绕他，河水泛滥，他不发战。但是就是约旦河的水涨到他口边，也是安然。在他防备的时候，谁能捉拿他？谁能牢笼他，穿他的鼻子呢？第41章。你能用鱼 钩钓上鳄鱼吗？能用绳子压下它的舌头吗？你能用绳索穿它的鼻子，能用钩穿它的腮骨吗？它岂向你连连恳求说柔和的话吗？岂肯与你立约，使他拿你，使你拿他永远做奴仆吗？你岂可拿他做雀鸟玩耍？岂可为你的幼女将他拴住吗？搭伙的渔夫，岂可拿他做货物吗？能把他分给商人吗？你能用倒钩枪抓他的，扎满他的皮，能用鱼叉插满他的头吗？你按手在他身上，想与他征战，就不再这样行吧。人指望捉拿他是徒然的，一见他岂不上胆吗？没有那么凶猛的人敢惹他，这样谁能在我面前站立得住呢？谁能给我什么使我偿还呢？天下万物都是我的。论到鳄鱼的肢体何其大力并美好的骨骼，我不能缄默不言。谁能剥他的外衣？谁能进他上下牙骨之间呢？谁能开他的腮颊？他牙齿四围是可畏的，他以坚固的鳞甲为可夸，紧紧合璧，封得严密，这鳞甲一一相连，甚至气不得透露其间，都是互相联络交接，不能分离。他打喷嚏就发出光来，他眼睛好像早晨的光线，从他口中发出烧着的火把与飞蹦的火星，从他鼻孔冒出烟来，如烧开的锅和点着的芦苇。他的气点着煤炭，有火焰从他口中发出，他景象中存着劲力，在他面前都恐吓蹦跳。他的肉块互相联络，紧贴其身，不能摇动。他的心结实如石头，如像磨石那样结实。他一起来，勇士都惊恐，心里慌乱，便都昏迷。人若用刀、用枪、用标枪、用尖枪扎他，都是无用。他以铁为干草，以铜为烂木，剑不能恐吓他，使他逃避；弹石在他看为碎节，棍棒蒜尾合接他，嗤笑短枪收的响声。他肚腹下如尖瓦片，他如钉耙经过淤泥，他使深渊开滚如锅，使洋海如锅中的高油。他行的路随后发光，使人想真渊如同白发，在地上没有像他造的那样无所惧怕。凡高大的他无不藐视，他在骄傲的水族上做王。
好，谢谢你周伟。
Thank you, Joe.
世上一切都是神所创造的。
Everything on earth was created by God.
那宇宙所有的星宿也是神创造的。
And all the stars in the skies are also created by God.
神把这个众星挂在天上。
God put the stars there.
在他们的本位上旋转。
And they rotate in their orbits.
按照他的旨意运行。
And they rotate according to his will.
神所创造的显出他的荣耀和全能。
What God has created showed forth his glory and his might.
就如诗篇19篇第一节所说。
Just as it was said in Psalms 19 verse 1.
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork.
那神按着他的智慧和全能创造地上的飞禽走兽。
God created all the creatures on earth according to his wisdom.
神所创造的动物世界形形色色，多姿多彩。
God created lots of different animals and they're colorful.
那这些动物按照神所赐给他们的本能做人做不到的事情。
And according to the nature God has given them, these creatures do what men cannot do.
他们的生活奥妙见证神的全能和慈爱。
They live mysterious life and it witness God's all, his might, and also his love.
啊，并且彰显神的智慧还有他的恩典。
And it also show forth God's wisdom and His grace.
那神所创造的世界非常的广阔。
The world that God has created is very diverse.
啊，应有尽有，充满许多美好的东西。
And there are lots of things that are filled on earth that is wonderful.
那叶伯因为遭受到这个患难。
Because Job has suffered such great suffering.
啊，他心里面充满了这个哀怨。
He was full of complaints.
那认为自己的世界变得越来越窄小，前途越来越黑暗。
He felt that his world is getting smaller and is closing in.And that his future is dark.
那可是神却让叶伯看见世界的广阔和美丽。
Yet God allowed Job to see the beautiful things that is in the world.
让他看见这个世界的井然又有秩序。
And he allowed Job to see the law and order in the universe.
那神要叶伯相信他仍然掌管着这个世界。
God wants Job to realize that God is still in control of this world.
那因此叶伯应当从自己的哀怨走出来。
And therefore Job should come out of his complaints.
那神要借助他所创造的宇宙万物。
And God is going to show through his creation in the universe.
让叶伯看见神的伟大。
To allow Job to see God's greatness.
让叶伯看到他的全能还有他的智慧。
To allow him to see that God is almighty and full of wisdom.
那叶伯在神启示的开导下终于大开眼界。
And so under God's guidance and revelation, finally, Job was able to see.
看到自己的有限、愚昧而无知。
And he saw how small, how limited, and how foolish and ignorant he is.
那叶伯在这里回应神说。
And here Job replied God.
我是卑贱的，我用什么回答你呢？只好用手捂口。我说了一次，再不回答。说了两次就不再说。
Behold, I am of small account. What shall I answer you? I lay my hand on my mouth. I have spoken once and I will not answer twice, but I will proceed no further.
那今天我们要从刚才所读那段经文来探讨神第二个言辞的内容。
So today, through the scripture that we have just read,we are going to come and discover God's second remark or his utterance.
那这个是有关河马和鳄鱼这两种异兽的启示。
And this is about the revelation of the hippopotamus and the crocodile.
那从而引进神掌管宇宙万物的主权。
And through them to show of God's governance over the entire world.
我们可以从今天所读的经文也就是这个第二个言辞的结构把它分成三方面来看。
And from the detail of the remark, we can look at it in three sections.
如果你有收到我这个大纲你可以看到有三大点。
If you have received the outline I've sent, then you can see that there are three sections.
第一点就是这个三个指责。
The first is the three condemnations.
第二呢就是三个责问。
The second is the three blames.
第三点就是两种异兽的启示。
The third is the revelation of the two great animals.
那根据这个叶伯记40章第7到第8节所说。
So according to Job 40 verses 7 and 8 it says,
你要如 勇士束腰，我问你，你可以指示我，你岂可废弃我所拟定的啊？岂可定我的有罪啊？这是彰显自己为义吗？
Dress for action like a man, I will question you, and you make it known to me. Will you even put me in the wrong? Will you condemn me that you may be in the right?
所以从这段经文我们看到有一句说，你要如勇士束腰，我问你，你可以指示我。
Here we can see it says dress for action like a man.I will question you and you make it known to me.
这句话是神向耶伯发出的第二个挑战。
So this is a second challenge that God had given to Job.
神向耶伯发出的第一个挑战是在耶伯记38章第二节。
The first challenge from God was recorded in Job chapter 38 verse 2.
然后我们看这段经文下半段。
So if you look at the second part of this scripture,
你岂可废弃我所拟定的，岂可定我有罪，好显自己为义吗？
This is in 38 verse 2. The second part said,
no, 40. 40.
The second part of this scripture says, will you even put me in the wrong? Will you condemn me that you may be in the right?
这是一个责疑性的一个指责。
This is a condemnation. It's a questionable condemnation.
那这个指责我们看到有三方面。
This condemnation has three parts.
第一就是耶伯废弃神所拟定的。
First is Job has done away with what God has set in motion.
那耶伯曾经在耶伯记27章为自己辩护说。
Job had in the past in chapter 27, verses 2 to 6, tried to defend himself, said.
神夺去我的理。全能者使我心中愁苦，我只做永生的神启示，我的生命躺在我里面，神所赐呼吸之气乃在我的鼻孔内。
As God lives, who has taken away my rights, and the Almighty who has made my soul bitter, as long as my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils.
我的嘴却不说非义之言，我的舌也不说诡诈之语。我断不以你们为是，我至死必不自以为不正。我坚持我的义，并不放松。在世的日子，我心必不责备我。
My lips will not speak falsehood, and my tongue will not utter deceit.Far be it from me to say that you are right. Till I die, I will not put away my integrity from me. I hold fast my righteousness and will not let it go. My heart does not reproach me for any of my days.
那耶伯根据自己有限的知识和人生的经历来思考自己受苦的问题。
So Job, with his limited lifespan, used it toquestion his suffering and all that is involved.
耶伯对神关于人类的计划和他的旨意只是一知半解。
So Job's understanding of God's plan and his will for man is only half truth.
那可是他坚持自己有理，认为自己有义。
But he insistedthat he is right and he is righteous.
所以在这节经文他说，神夺去我的理，全能者使我心中愁苦，我只做永生的神启示。
And therefore he said here, as God lives who has taken away my right, and the Almighty who has made my soul bitter.
然后在这里、这节经文又说，你岂可，这个是神对叶伯所说的话，你岂可废弃我所拟定的，岂可定我有罪，好显自己为义吗？
And here God said to Job, will you even put me in the wrong? Will you condemn me that you may be in the right?
所以刚才我们看到这个理哦，还有这个拟定的他们的字眼是相同的。
So when we see right, the word right and put me in here, they are the same.
就是指这个公义的次序。
And it's talking about, the order of right.
叶伯以他认为的公义次序来解释他受苦的原因。
So Job used his understanding of being right to explain why he suffered.
但是他却不明白神在世上所设立的公义次序。
But yet he did not understand the order of right placed on earth by God.
那神根据他的智慧和心理心意来治理这个世界。
God regulate and treat the world with his wisdom and his will.
他不受人的看法而见解。
He is not influenced by man's point of view.
那神指责叶伯说他的观念很狭窄。
So God reproached Job for being very narrow-sighted.
废弃神所拟定的这个旨意。
And to rid of God's will.
那所谓这个废弃按照这节经文它的意思就是把它歪曲误解达不到果效的一个意思。
To remove, here it means it is twisted, it is misinterpreted, and it failed to attain the result.
那第二点哦，叶伯定神有罪。
The second point is,Job saying that God is in the wrong.
那叶伯大胆地认为神的判断和治理都有问题。
And so Job have the nerve to say that God's judgment and management is questionable.
他还大胆说神有罪。
And he even go as far as saying that God is not in the right.
他认为神犯错了，做了一些恶事。
He thought that God has done wrong and that he has done something evil.
那可是神指责叶伯过于武断。
But God told Job he is too arbitrary.
又自为自己为义。
And he think that Job is self-righteous.
所以从这里我们看到叶伯认为自己有义，没有过错，也没有歪曲公义。
So here Job think that he is right, he has never done wrong, and that he is righteous.
叶伯一直认为他是无辜的。
All along Job think that he's innocent.
不应该受这么大的苦。
He should not have suffered so much.
那可是神认为他过分自信，而且自以为意。
But yet God thinks that he is too egotistical and too self-righteous.
那神就向叶伯提出两个问题，问他是否能行出以下的事情。
And so God asked Job two questions, asking him if he can do what he's going to say to him.
在这段经文神对叶伯说
Here, God told Job,
你有神那样的膀臂吗？你能像他发雷声吗？你要以荣耀庄严为装饰，以尊荣威严为衣服，要发出你满意的怒气，见一切骄傲的人，使他降卑。
Have you an arm like God, and can you thunder with a voice like his? Adorn yourself with majesty and dignity, Clothe yourself with glory and splendor. Pour out the overflowings of your anger and look on everyone who is proud and abasing.
见一切骄傲的人将他制服，把恶人践踏在本处，将他们一同隐藏在尘土中，把他们的脸蒙蔽在隐秘处，我就认你右手能以救自己。
Look on everyone who is proud and bring him low and tread down the wicked where they stand. Hide them all in the dust together. Bind their faces in the world below. Then will I also acknowledge to you that your own right hand can save you.
那根据这段经文，神问耶伯的问题一共有三方面。
So according to the scripture, what God asked Job about has three portions.
第一就是你能显示神的能力吗？
First is, can you show God's might? Are you able to show God's might?
在这节经文，神对耶伯说，你有神那样的膀臂吗？你能向他发雷声吗？
Here it says, have you an arm like God? And can you thunder with a voice like his?
膀臂这个是象征这个能力。
Arm represent strength.
那神的膀臂象征他无比的大能。
God's arm represent his limitless strength.
那发雷声是象征神在自然现象所彰显的大能。
Thunder, represent God, how God canWhat God can do in nature.
那第二方面，神问耶伯说，你能彰显神的威严，还有他的荣耀吗？
Well, the second portion is, can you show forth, his glory and his might like God?
在这节经文，神对耶伯说，你要以荣耀庄严为装饰，以尊荣威严为衣服。
So here it says, adorn yourself with majesty and dignity. Clothe yourself with glory and splendor.
所以荣耀庄严为装饰和这个尊荣威严为衣服，比喻神一般的荣耀，他的尊荣还有他的威严。
So here it says, adorn yourself, and clothe yourself, and this is representing God's majesty, his glory and his splendor.
那这个是神对耶伯一个讽刺性的一个命令。
So this is actually an order from God, to Job.
那指出耶伯不是神。
It's trying to tell Job he is not God.
那根本不可能拥有像神的尊荣、威严还有荣耀。
It is impossible for him to have God's majesty, his glory and his splendor.
然后第三方面神问耶伯的问题，你能执行公义的审判吗？
And the third portion that God had asked Job is, can you judge like God?
在这段经文这么说，要发出你满意的怒气，见一切骄傲的人使他降卑。见一切骄傲的人将他制服，把恶人践踏在本处，将他们一同隐藏在尘土中，把他们的脸蒙蔽在隐秘处。
So here God said, pour out the overflowings of your anger, and look on everyone who is proud and abase him. Look on everyone who is proud and bring him low and tread them, and tread down the wicked where they stand. Hide them all in the dust together, bind their faces in the world below.
所以我们看到这段经文的怒气，它是指施行公义审判的意思。
Here the anger means to judge and to bring judgment.
把恶人践踏在本处，比喻就是胜过这个恶人，使他受到公义的审判。
To put the proud in his place is saying that they are going to receive the judgment they deserve.
那神问耶伯是否能够施行公义的审判，把这些骄傲的人和恶人践踏在地上。
So God here is asking Job, can he judge rightly and put the wicked and the proud in their own, in this place.
那这个对于叶伯来说是做不到的事情，因为叶伯本身是一个罪人。
To Job, this is impossible because Job himself is also a sinner.
一个罪人不可能执行绝对公义的审判。
A sinner cannot judge perfectly.
所以在这个40章第14节可以说是一个结语，一个小节。
So in chapter 40, verse 14, it's like a little conclusion.
Yeah, 我就认你右手能以救自己。
Then will I also acknowledge to you that your own right hand can save you.
那根据这个中文圣经新译本，它的翻译是这样哦，这样我就称赞你。因你用右手救了自己。
And so according to another Chinese translation, it can be translated as, then I will praise you because you have used your right hand to save yourself.
所以神要说要称赞叶伯，其实对这个是对叶伯的讽刺。
So God said, I am going to praise you,to Job, and actually it is teasing Job.
因为叶伯根本不可能显示好像神一般的能力。
Because it is impossible for Job to have the same kind of strength as God.
叶伯根本不能够好像神一样有那种威严还有那种荣耀。
It is impossible for Job to have the same kind of glory as God.
叶伯也不能够执行那种公义的审判。
And Job cannot have perfect judgment.
那叶伯虽然他说他自己有义，但他不是神，没有能力拯救自己。
Even though Job thinks that he is righteous, yet he is not God and he cannot save himself.
那他只不过是一个普通的人。
He is only a commoner.
那神开导叶伯。
God tried to lead Job.
让他看到自己的有限，察觉到自己的问题。
To open his eyes to see his limitness and also to see his own problem.
所以神向叶伯启示他的目的不是要向叶伯说明他为什么受苦。
So to reveal to Job, God is not trying to tell Job why Job suffered.
而是要帮助叶伯认识自己，以致他更加的认识那位至高的神。
It is for him, for Job to get to know himself more so that he can also get to understand and know the Almighty God.
叶伯他知道埋怨神不是好事。
Job know that complaining to God is not a good thing.
但他却没有认为自己的过错而表示那种忏悔。
But he did not, but yet he did not feel sorry for what he had done.
那因此神继续的向他启示，借助两种异兽来教导他有关神掌管宇宙万物的道理。
So through the revelation of these two great creatures, God is trying to tell him about how he's sovereign over the universe and the world.
所以在41章第11节说。
So in chapter 41 verse 11 it says,
谁先给我什么使我赏怀呢？天下万物都是我的。
Who has first given to me that I should repay him? Whatever is under the whole heaven is mine.
那神向叶伯启示两种异兽。
So God revealed two great creatures to Job.
他的目的就是让叶伯看见自己的盲点还有过错。
And the purpose is to allow Job to see his own blind sight and also his wrong.
以致晓得耶和华就是那位掌管生命、创造宇宙万物的主。
So that he can see that Jehovah God is the one who has control of life and also everything in the universe.
在这里耶伯记这一部分我们看到有两种奇怪的兽物。
Here, we see two creatures, two strange creatures.
那中文圣经和赫本新标点把它翻译成河马和鳄鱼。
So in the Chinese translation, it is translated as hippopotamus and crocodile.
那这个现代中文翻译本把它翻译成巨兽河马和海怪。
And in the Chinese modern version, it's translated as the great creature hippopotamus and strange sea creature.
Yeah. 那为了方便分辨，我们就把它们翻译成河马异兽和鳄鱼异兽。
And so, in order for us to distinguish, we're going to translate them as the strange creature hippo and the strange creature crocodile.
那河马异兽和这个鳄鱼异兽到底是什么兽物？
So what are these creatures?
根据这些圣经解经家，他们有四种的解释。
So according to commentators, there are four explanations.
第一个解释就是一般的河马和鳄鱼或者恐龙之类的兽物。
So the first explanation is that they are ordinary hippopotamus and crocodile or something like the dinosaurs.
那第二个解释就是象征以色列人作对的世代那些仇敌。
The second explanation is to represent these two creatures represent all the enemies that the Israelites have faced in the past.
那第三个解释是指迦南神话中的怪兽代表这个混乱、死亡、黑暗的那种势力。
The third explanation is talking about the creatures that were mentioned in story tale, and it represent confusion, death, and the power of darkness.
第四个解释就是指神用来教导耶伯象征性的怪兽。
The fourth explanation is what God used to represent these creatures to teach Job.
那这个河马异兽是具有河马的地点这个特点但不是真正的河马。
So when they talk about the creature like the hippopotamus, it's saying that it has the characteristic of a hippo, and yet it is not the real hippo.
这个鳄鱼异兽具有这个鳄鱼的特点，但也不是真正的鳄鱼。
And in the same way, the crocodile has the characteristic of the crocodile, but not the real crocodile.
那神在这里可能借助这个诗歌的手法或者象征或者神话言语来说明这个很超大的一种能力。
So God is probably using poetry or symbolism or deified speech to represent this great strength.
因为这两种异兽它们都有很大的能力，没有人能够制服它们。
Because these two creatures have great strength and no one can tame them.
所以这个河马他们可能说是代表这个强大的势力。
So this hippo, we can say is representing great strength.
那河马它也有好像牛吃草的特点。
Hippo eat grass.
你既观看河马，我照你也照它，它吃草。
Behold, Behemoth, which I made as I made you, he eats grass like an ox.
然后在这段经文又说他的气力在腰间，能力在肚腹的筋上 他摇动尾巴如香柏树，他大腿的筋互相联络，他的骨头好像铜管，他的肢体仿佛铁棍。
Behold his strength in his loins, and his power in the muscles of his belly. He makes his tail stiff like a cedar. The sinews of his thighs are knit together. His bones are tubes of bronze. His limbs like bars of iron.
我们看到这段经文好像一首诗一样，好像一首诗歌一样。
We can see that the scripture sounds like a poem.
Yeah, 因为这段经文采用这个诗歌，好像诗歌的夸大法来描述这个河马的异兽，它这种膨大的能力。
Because here we see they is using the poetry exaggeration to describe, this creature's strength is incomparable.
还有在这段经文也这么说。
And here in the scripture it also said,
他在神所造的物中为首，创造他的给他刀剑，诸山给他出食物。也是百兽游玩之处，他伏在莲叶之下，卧在芦苇隐秘处和水洼子里。
He is the first of the works of God. Let him who made him bring near his sword. For the mountains yield food for him where all the wild beasts play. Under the lotus plants he lies, in the shelter of the reeds and in the marsh.
莲叶的阴凉遮蔽它，虚旁的溜树怀绕它，池水泛滥，它不发胀，就是叶淡河的水涨到它口边也是安然。
For his shade, the lotus trees cover him. The willows of the brook surround him. Behold, if the river is turbulent, he is not frightened.He is confident though Jordan rushes against his mouth.
所以我们看到这段经文描述到这个河马异兽在神所创造的动物当中是居首位的。
So here we can see that among all the creatures that God had created, this hippo is number one.
在这节经文也说在他防备的时候，谁能抓拿他呢？谁能牢笼他？穿他的鼻子呢
？Here it also says, can one take him by his eyes or pierce his nose with a snare?
那么这句经文是一个羞耻问句。
So this scripture is actually a rhetorical question.
问谁能够抓拿控制这个河马？
Is asking who can control this hippo?
那很明显的是期望一个否定的一个答案。
And of course, this has a negative answer.
就是没有人能够抓得到。
And it is nobody can control him.
那现在让我们来看这个鳄鱼。
So now let's look at the crocodile.
他打喷嚏就发出光来，他眼睛好像早晨的光线，从他口中发出烧灼的火把，以飞奔的火星从他鼻孔冒出烟来，如烧开的锅和点着的芦苇，他的气点着煤炭，有火焰从他口中发出。
His sneezings flash forth light.And his eyes are like the eyelids of the dawn. Out of his mouth go flaming torches. Sparks of fire leap forth. Out of his nostrils come forth smoke, as from a boiling pot and burning rushes. His breath kindles coals, and a flame comes forth from his mouth.
那这段经文采用这个神话原意来描述这个鳄鱼，它那种超然的特点。
So here in this scripture, it's using deified speech to express and tell us the crocodile extraordinary characteristic.
那以赛亚书在以赛亚书还有这个诗篇也有提到这个鳄鱼这个怪兽。
And in the book of Isaiah and also Psalm has also mentioned this creature like crocodile.
在以赛亚书那边提到这个异兽它好像蛇一样。
And in Isaiah, it talk about this crocodile is just like a snake.
到那日耶和华必用他刚硬有力的大刀刑罚鳄鱼，就是那快行的蛇刑罚鳄鱼，就是那曲行的蛇，必杀海中的大鱼。
In that day, the Lord with his hand and great and strong sword will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent, Leviathan, the twisting serpent, and he will slay the dragon that is in the sea.
那在诗篇也有描述到神所创造海中的异兽。
And in Psalm, it has also mentioned this creature in the sea.
那里有船行走。有你所造的鳄鱼游泳在其中。
There go the ships and Leviathan which you form to play in it.
所以我们看到英文圣经的翻译是 Leviathan.
So the English translation here is Leviathan.
我们看到在耶伯记41章第一到第八节这段经文是神对耶伯提出一个挑战。
So here in Job chapter 41, 1 to 8, God is giving Job a challenge.
你能够制服这个鳄鱼吗?
Can you tame this Leviathan?
在这段经文里面他采用了11个修辞问句来问耶伯是否能够制服这个鳄鱼怪兽。
Here there are 11 rhetorical questions to Job. Can you tame the Leviathan?
那这些问题都期望一个否定的答案。
And all these questions, is expecting a negative response.
那意思就是说耶伯不可能制服这个能力强大的怪兽。
Meaning, it is impossible for Job to tame this creature.
只有神能掌控这个鳄鱼怪兽。
Only God can control this creature.
所以我们看到这些鳄鱼怪兽它的势力强大，刀枪不入，不能够被制服。
So here we see that these creatures cannot be tamed, and it has great strength, nothing can harm them, and nothing can tame them.
所以在这段经文说在地上没有像他造的那一样无所惧怕凡高大的他无不藐视他在骄傲的水柱上作王。
On earth there is not his like, a creature without fear. He sees everything that is high. He is king over all the sons of pride.
让我们回顾一下神对耶伯所发出的那个责问。
So let's come revisit the three blames that God had given to Job.
那么第一点就是你能显示神的能力吗?
First is, can you show forth the power like God?
那么第二你能彰显神的威荣和荣耀吗?
Second is, can you show forth God's glory and splendor?
第三你能执行公义的审判吗?
Third, can you have perfect judgment like God?
那神问耶伯这些问题。
God asked Job these questions.
向他启示两个奇怪的怪兽。
Also reveal to him these two great creatures.
他的目的就是要耶伯看见自己的过错还有这个狭窄的思想。
And the purpose is for Job to see his wrong and also how close-minded he is.
那并且承认耶和华就是那位掌管生命和宇宙万物的主宰。
And it is also to admit that the Jehovah God is the one who has control of life and also who is sovereign over everything.
那对于耶和华所遭受那个苦难，他的挫折还有他的打击。
And to the suffering of Job and to the suffering that he had suffered.
没有人能够给予一个正确符合人心的一个答案。
No one can give a, acceptable answers.
包括耶伯自己以立法比勒达所法还有以利户。
It includes Job himself, his three friends, Elihu, Bildad, and also, Sofa.
那神在他的启示也没有给予一个很清楚明确的交代。
And in God's answer, he did not clearly give Job an answer about it.
那神反而在启示中让耶伯观赏到他所创造的世界和万物。
But in the revelation, God is allowing Job to see God's creation.
那让他看见这些被创造的处处的充满神的智慧。
To allow Job to see that everything that was created is full of God's wisdom.
那神特别让耶伯从这个河马还有这个鳄鱼这两种很独特那个怪兽看到他的启示。
And through these two great creatures, he is able to see about God.
那使到耶伯从一个质疑的心态还有这个狭窄的观念中走出来。
So to allow Job to come to walk out from his self-righteous attitude and his narrow-mindedness.
让他更深的一层认识到耶和华才是真正掌管宇宙万物的主。
For him to realize that only Jehovah God is the only real sovereign God.
那针对这个耶伯他们跟他朋友的那种辩论哦，有一位解经家他这么说。
There is a commentator who talks about the argument between Job and his friends.
他说耶伯和朋友们都从公义原则的角度来解释受苦的问题，却没有意识到世界仍然充满着混乱。罪恶仍然隐藏在世界每个角落，并在人类的心灵中活动。
Job and his friends explained the problem of suffering in terms of the principle of righteousness, not realizing that this world is still full of chaos, and that sin is still hiding in every corner of the world and working in the hearts and minds of men.
罪恶不断伸张，恶人四处横行，是现今世代的写照。在罪恶还没完全被根除之前，神必以他的智慧和公义的手段来制止罪恶。
Not only is sin always increasing in our present age, but wicked men have free reign. Before sin is completely eradicated, God will use his wisdom and righteousness to curb it.
神智慧的治理必能带给人自由和平安。相对的，神若单以公义来治理这个世界，必定会使人处处受到约束，生活变得非常僵化。
God's wise rule will bring freedom and peace to men. In contrast, if God ruled the world through righteousness alone, then our lives would be too rigid and restrained.
目前整个世界面对这个疫情的困扰。
The whole world now faces the pandemic.
没有人知道到底将来是怎么样。
Nobody know what the future will bring.
也没有人知道为什么这件事情被发生在这个世界上。
And nobody know why this pandemic this pandemic is happening.
那无论如何，我们相信神在掌权。
But no matter what, we believe that God is still in control.
啊，我以这句经文给大家一个勉励。
I'm going to encourage you with this scripture.
人生在世必遇患难，如同火星飞腾。至于我，我必仰望神，把我的事情托付他。
But man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward. As for me, I would seek God, and to God would I commit my cause.
让我们大家来到神的面前，向他祷告。
Let us come before the Lord and pray.
全能的天父上帝，掌管宇宙万物的主。
The Almighty Father God who is sovereign over the world.
我们谦卑来到你的面前，承认你是掌管一切的主。
We humbly come before you to admit that you are the sovereign God.
一切所发生的事情都在你的掌权之下。
Everything that happened is under your control.
无论如何，求主帮助我们有一个坚固的信心。
Please help strengthen our faith, no matter under what circumstance.
相信你掌管一切。
To believe that you are in control of everything.
也帮助我们，在众的弟兄姐妹能够坚信你的带领。
Please help brothers and sisters to firmly believe of your guidance.
也让我们每一天能够来到你的面前亲近你，仰望你。
Help us to come before you every day to wait upon you.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.